This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa says he's in talks with the opposition to try to defuse tensions over this week's election. Wednesday, at least three people were killed in the capital Harare as soldiers dispersed opposition protesters who have accused the ruling ZANU-PF party of rigging the outcome. European Union observers questioned the conduct of both the presidential and parliamentary ballots Monday, the first since longtime ruler Robert Mugabe was ousted from power. Elmar Brok is the EU chief observer.
The longer it lasts to count, the more lack of credibility comes up, that something will be forged.
Opposition Movement for Democratic Change candidate Nelson Chamisa said he won the popular vote. The Electoral Commission said the ruling party won most parliamentary seats. Protesters burned tires in the streets of the city and pelted riot police who responded with tear gas and water cannon, prompting Mr. Mnangagwa to denounce the unrest.
We hold the opposition MDC alliance and its whole leadership responsible for this disturbance of national peace.
An MDC spokesman said the police response was unjustified. The U.S. Wednesday imposed sanctions on Turkey's interior and justice ministers in an effort to gain the release of an American Protestant minister currently under house arrest for his alleged involvement in the 2016 failed coup. Andrew Brunson had been kept in prison for 21 months and is being tried on terrorism and espionage charges. Aaron Stein is an analyst with the Atlantic Council.
This is the culmination of long-term efforts to try and get this man, Pastor Andrew Brunson, released.
He said if media reports are true, Turkey reneged on a deal to gain Brunson's release, prompting the escalatory move by the Trump administration, which insists the pastor is innocent of charges. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence presided over a solemn ceremony Wednesday at Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam in Hawaii for the presumed return of remains of Americans killed during the Korean War.
And we are gathered here at this honorable carry ceremony to receive 55 flag drape cases, which we trust include the remains of American heroes who fell in the Korean War.
The return of the remains was one of the pledges made by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un when he met in Singapore with President Donald Trump in June. More than 7,700 U.S. service personnel remain unaccounted for from the conflict fought more than six decades ago. The Trump administration is preparing to increase pressure on China over trade and economic policy by hiking the proposed tariff on $200 billion in Chinese imports from 10 to 25%. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
The bottom line is the president's going to continue to hold China responsible for their unfair trade practices. This has gone on for long enough, and he's going to do something about it.
Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer in a statement said the higher duties are meant to encourage China to change its harmful policies and behavior and adopt policies that will lead to fairer markets and prosperity for the American people. China war and blackmail won't work, vowed to retaliate. Moroccan King Mohammed VI Wednesday sacked his economy minister and called for urgent action to deal with the country's social and economic unrest. Sunday, the king called for action to address reforms in education and health care. 2 years of sporadic protests have also targeted the high rate of youth unemployment. Investigators in Mexico have retrieved the so-called black boxes or flight data recorders from the wreckage of an Aeromexico jet that crashed shortly after takeoff Tuesday from Durango, bound for Mexico City. There were no fatalities, but most of the 97 passengers and four crew members were injured. The twin-engine Embraer aircraft took off in a rainstorm. Crash survivor Raman Parsa described the difficulty getting out of the wreckage.
It was pitch dark, and we started smelling smoke. So we could not breathe, like this, smoking like that. We're trying to break the window with our legs, you know, kicking the window, trying to break it, but it wouldn't break.
Investigators said it could take months to determine the actual cause of the crash. Russia said Iranian forces have withdrawn their heavy weapons to a distance of 85 kilometers from the Israeli frontier in southwest Syria, but Israel has insisted all Iranian forces be pulled out of the country entirely. Trade tensions are seen as a cause that U.S. stocks retreated Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones losing more than 80 points to 25,333. The U.S. Central Bank described economic activity as rising at a strong rate. The Fed, as it's called, left a key interest rate unchanged. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.